The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
And you're welcome back to The Last Word. Well, it's exactly 2 weeks until British voters go to the polls in the election called by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. His Conservative Party went into the race well behind the Labour Party. But there's an even bigger danger for Rishi Sunak, according to the latest polls. Let's find out what they're saying. Nick Ferrari, presenter of Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC, is with us. Nick, there is a range of polls out, but I think the one in the Daily Telegraph is the one that is gathering all the headlines today. What does it say?
Ian, good evening to you. And when you consider the Daily Telegraph along with the Daily Mail are effectively the Bibles of the Conservative Party, I think there'll be a lot of dropped toast and marmalade and spluttering into cornflakes, because get ready for this. To give your listeners some context here, Rishi Sunak took the Conservative Party into this general election with 345 Conservative MPs, down from the number that Boris Johnson won. This is because of by-elections and various other things that we don't go into, because none of them are not so savoury. But remember the number. Hold on to that 345, because get ready. The poll that you are talking of here suggests that the Conservatives will go to 53 seats. Heard that correctly, down to 53 seats, including, if the projections are right, and I would say this is perhaps a little on the heavy side, but Ian, if they're right, Mr. Sunak will be the first sitting Prime Minister ever to lose their own seat at a general election. That's how grave it is.
Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of the Labour Party, he would come in with the biggest majority ever, and across him on the dispatch box would be 53 people.
The 53 people for the projection, by the way, the Liberal Democrats, and just again to give you a little bit, give your listeners a little context, they're at 14 currently. They would go to 50. The Conservatives would go to 53. Nigel Farage would have probably just about enough for a minibus, a small one of those Mercedes taxis. But the Conservatives, the way we see it right now, they are absolutely in for a hammering. A hammering of this magnitude I would find incredible. But let's just look, as you rightly say, 2 weeks ago, if we go back to when this was called, the Conservative Party were 24 points behind the Labour Party. They're now 26 points. As each projection comes in, the number of seats they're expected to get, they started and they were thinking, well, secretly they were thinking, could we dream of 180, 170? Then polls came in 140. Well, this week started with 75, that poll, and it closes roughly with 53. It goes from bad to worse.
Can you trust these polls? Because if you go back to the 2010 general election, the 2015 general election, even the 2017 general election, they were wrong.
They're absolutely wrong. So I'm glad you gave me that opportunity. So let's talk with the poll of polls, which I'm sure your listeners understand, but that's where you take all the polls, you aggregate the score, and where does that put you? Currently, that puts you at Conservatives 108, which, okay, is a lot better than 53, but going in with 330+, coming out with 108, you don't have to be a mathematical genius to work out that this is not a good return.
It is astonishing. But Nick, you sat opposite Rishi Sunak yesterday morning. He was on your show answering questions from you, but also members of the public, and it didn't go well.
No, it didn't. And let me just refer you to what the people, the leader, the colour writers and the titles such as The Times and The Guardian said. So they did say that he was a little bit testy or tetchy. He does have problems ready. Look, is this man arguably probably one of the best equipped people in years to be Prime Minister? Well, compared with people like Liz Truss and Boris Johnson.
Well, a lettuce seemed to be better than her. But
he's got the financial acumen. He works like a Trojan. My sense is he's not actually a politician. He doesn't relate to people. And if they don't say what he wants to hear, he either ignores them or answers a different question. And that is quite rightly what my listeners were accusing him of yesterday. And I have to say, they were spot on.
The opposition party, Labour, they are so far ahead in the polls. Is there a danger that perhaps people say, look, if they're going to win, I'm not going to bother going out. We might give a simply vote to the Conservatives. We might vote Green, maybe. We might even vote for Nigel Farage's party. Is this what the Tories are going to rely on?
So here's a word to the wise. The Conservatives are very good, and this is a well-known tactic, at scaring out their voters. That is to say, we're going to lose, when actually they're doing okay. And that resounds very well in the home counties and the richer areas, say, of Cheshire and up around the rest of the country, the rich farming areas of Worcestershire. And people think, oh my God, if we don't go out, those socialists will get in. So it does scare out their votes. So that works. The interesting thing is, the same tactics do not work for Labour. Typically, a Labour voter is younger, he or she is going to think, well, I think they're over the line, it's raining, I don't need to vote, I really don't need it. So it's an interesting tactic. And if there were, if it wasn't such a yawning chasm, I could see that it might work. But having said that, I'll be honest, the big debate here now is whether the Conservatives can get into triple digit, get into triple figures. Will they have 100? That's the big bet at the moment.
This was once the most successful party in European politics. There's another story around the Tories, and they do seem to be the gaffe-prone party of the election, because, of course, you had Rishi Sunak darting away from the D-Day celebrations to go back and do an interview with ITV, various other people saying things. But over the last day or so, it's emerged that members of his own party, including some senior campaign officials and one of his private bodyguards, are being investigated for betting on the election.
I'm afraid it is. This is very serious. So the Gambling Commission, the market is not very big for political bets. And any bets that are put on of any size are always looked at very carefully, because obviously it is effectively insider trading. And you're right, one of his key aides was found to be guilty last week. He has already apologised, and he is cooperating fully with an investigation. But as you rightly say, it got worse. Yesterday we learned that one of his own Metropolitan Police detectives has reportedly also been found to be doing this. He now faces an internal Metropolitan Police investigation. And now we learn that the campaign manager, who, by the way, has a candidate standing in a constituency in Bristol, is now being suspended because there's also a bet gone in with that family. Look, the Conservatives, you've been around long enough, the Conservatives, they always face problems and that they're going to be sleazy. They also face problems they've probably been in too long. But if there is, and I stress that word, if there is a whiff of corruption, as you rightly say, it's difficult to see how this sort of Rishi horror show can get any worse.
I don't know if this is a hindrance or a help, but Nick, you would call him Sir Bob Geldof. We'll just call him Bob Geldof. He has endorsed one of the Tory junior ministers for his constituents to vote for him.
Now, before your listeners say, hang on, somebody's on something here. It's not a surprise. The person he's endorsing is Andrew Mitchell, a veteran Conservative, very much an old-school Conservative. What is the friendship? One very simple thing. Aside from David Cameron, there's been no more fervent supporter of international aid and funding for overseas courses than Andrew Mitchell. When in the past it has been desperately, desperately unpopular, David Cameron was Prime Minister, about the only person who came to his aid was Andrew Mitchell. So that is what the friendship tracks back to. I know, initially you think, what, Bob, going for a Conservative? Have they all gone raving mad? When you actually look at the track record of the two men, it makes perfect sense.
Nick, LBC published their plans for the broadcasting of the election the other day. You're due on air at 5 o'clock in the morning for a 5-hour stint, up from your usual 3-hour stint. Surely you can have a lie until about 9:30, given the results.
I hadn't thought of that. Maybe I could do something on remote control. I could take the start now. Yes, I'm grateful for any tips as how I can get through. But perhaps a drop of the black stuff. What do you think? A drop of the dark stuff. A couple of pints of that. Will that get through?
Black coffee, maybe. But just one very final question. There are debates coming up head-to-head between Keir Starmer and Rishi Sunak. Is there anything he can do at all? Is there any bombshell he can pull out of the hat?
Can't see it. The Conservatives are masters of the dark arts. They wouldn't mind me saying that. And Labour can get down and dirty as well. If they had anything in the locker, they would have got it out now. There's not even, and this again is weird, Ian, you've watched enough elections, there's not even been a sort of mid-election wobble yet by the Labour Party. They are, by their standards, brilliantly disciplined. It is the carrying the Ming vase across the polished floor. Just go very carefully, don't risk anything, unless it is the most extraordinary thing. And I can't see it because, you know, Starmer and Sunak have had these debates. I just think we're in for more of the same.
2 weeks' time until voters go to the polls. Nick Ferrari, presenter of Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.